Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning.
The fall of the season inside of me. Telling me that
to go into business for themselves. Theme song said, "Remember my time. It's time to stand up and declare destiny." Yes, building a home-based business, just like any other business, you're going to need a business plan. Now you're ready to begin creating your business plan. From this point forward, your business plan will be one of the most important documents in your life. The life of your business is very, very important. And I can tell you from one that's, you know, been in business for quite a few years, is that one of the things that I took and had a lot of resistance against initially getting involved with developing a business was creating a business plan. I figured, you know, hey, it's in my head. You know, what I need a business plan for? I got to put all of this stuff together. Well, you got to do it. Just one of them things, you know, one of them things you just got to do. And one of the reasons that it's important that you make sure that you put together that business plan is, think about this. People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. So, you know, your business plan is key. It's going to be the lifeblood of, you know, your business, terms of, you know, the service and things that you got to do as far as to make your business work. Well, your business plan helps you, and you're going to, like, you know, why it's important to have one. It helps you if you want to be able to go to a bank, to be able to get a loan, if you need, you know, to borrow some money to get some seed capital for your business, or if you plan on sharing information with people or your family or friends who you might need to invest in your business. And that, you know, if you need to do that, then you need to have that business plan together. The business plan is going to enable you to be able to communicate with people about what your business is on paper. And so, as we said, it's a very, very important document. I spent some time on that this morning. Got some other things we're going to cover in terms of show today. Every item, every aspect of your business needs to be planned very intelligently. So you need to have a logical written plan. This ensures that you make the necessary arrangements while at the same time preventing or minimizing the feelings of being overwhelmed. You want to take your time and, you know, logistically plan this out. The first thing you want to put together is, you know, something quite simple, your cover page. Now, that's very easy to understand. Your cover page. What is the cover page? If you have a logo, your logo goes on your cover page. On your cover page is the name of the business, the location. Again, we're talking about home-based business, so your location, would be your house. What you might want to use, as some people do with their home-based businesses, get a P.O. box so that, you know, you separate your business mail from your personal mail, because, you have stuff going out and you might, depending on what you're doing as a home-based business, you might not want clients to know your exact address but have them communicate with you through the P.O. box. You definitely need to have your email address, your company email address. What you want to do is you want to create a company email address connected to a company domain name. With today's technology, it's very, very important that you have some type of web presence with your business, your home-based business. You want to have a web presence, and you want to have, you know, an email address that goes to that particular domain name. Such as I have two businesses. One is my travel business. I have a web name, www.jahitravelsite.com. I have an email address that goes to that, Satawi_Jasari, which is my wife's name, @jahitravelsite.com. We also have a nonprofit business because we do development work, and you know, we got a show that we're going to put together that's going to be coming out. You'll soon hear another show we'll be doing on Blog Talk Radio around youth development, but we have a site called Movements Unlimited, and it's www.movementsunlimited.com, and have email address attached to that, info@movementsunlimited.com. Now, this is very important, what I'm about to say. When you create a business and you have a company name, and you want to get that company domain site, make sure you have an email address that has the company name in it. One of the things that business is not very serious. It's just like a little hobby. I want people to treat your business that it's a hobby. It is a business. It's just that by doing it at home, it gives you more freedom to do other things in your home. The same as I'm a big advocate of homeschooling, which allows people to give people more freedom also in their home to spend time with their children. After your cover sheet, which has those basic things on it that I talked about, your logo, your name, your address, contact information, you might want to consider also having a separate phone line for your business in your home. So if you have one line for the business and one line in terms of your personal line, in terms of home line, only because, you know, if there's other people in your household and you want to leave that business line open so that you can communicate with your clients, your vendors, people that might be supplying you stuff for your business, you know, because it's someone else, like, you know, if you have teenagers in the house and they're on the phone and someone calls and they answer the phone, who is it? You know, people call, you know, calls, says, hey, man, hold on. Wait a minute, hold on a minute. I'm talking to somebody. I'll get my mind for you in a minute. You know, you want to have, you know, a line that's free so you can avoid some of those type things. Okay, next, after you got your cover sheet together, is your table of contents, which is self-explanatory. Then your next sheet is called your executive summary. Now, your executive summary is a brief description of your business. I say brief description of your business, of what your executive summary is. It sort of just briefly explains the business, you know, who the owner is or the owners, you know, what type of business it is, whether it's a sole proprietorship, LLC, a limited liability corporation, or a nonprofit corporation, or corporation, or subchapter S corporation, whatever type of business, you know, your business is. There's a brief description in there of, you know, who owns the business, what are the services that are going to be provided, and a brief description of why you would be successful in this business. That's called your executive summary. After the executive summary, then you have to give, you're going to give a detailed business description. Your next page would be a detailed business description. And that business description is, you know, you want to be able to say, what does the business do or provide? I said again, if you do greeting cards, business is Mary's greeting cards, then you want to be able to explain what type of greeting cards you do. And so whether they're all occasion kind of greeting cards, or whether they're just like birthday cards, or sympathy cards, you want to be able to explain what type of greeting cards, if your business was a greeting card business, what type of greeting cards that business puts together, why you chose that particular line. Also, since you're telling about what the business does and the services that it provides, next you want to do is, who or what does the business provide these services or products to? Who are you marketing them to? As you market your business, you want to be able to focus on, I'm using an example, if a person's home-based business is Mary's greeting cards, then you want to deal with whether or not you're selling these cards individually to people, or are you looking at marketing your cards to stores and then carrying your product line. So again, in your business description, you got to list what the product is, explain the product, and then, you know, who these services are going to be provided to, you know. So, I mean, you could be, you could be taking this particular product, it could be business to business, or business to consumer, or it could be both. But you need to explain it in your business overview part of your business plan. So go back to these steps again real quick. You got your cover sheet, and you got your table of contents, you got your executive summary, which is a brief description of your business. Then you go into business description, which is going to explain the product, the services, how, you know, where they're going to be, who they're going to be provided to. Then after you've laid that piece out, then next you go into what's called your marketing plan. And this is one lot of us have an idea about the product, what we want to do, but we need to talk about this key component right here, your marketing plan. How does the business reach its customers? What need or desire is being fulfilled? You know, so you got to be able to look at how do you plan on marketing these services. It's very important. I mean, and your marketing could, you know, could change at different times. But you got to, you know, you got to lay out a marketing plan. How you plan on marketing the goods and services that your business is going to provide. What are the unique features this business offers that competitors do not? And your marketing plan, you got to know, you know, who your competitors are. What is it that's unique about the way you're going to market as compared to their markets, which means you got to study the competition and know what the competition does. What is it that you want to do that's similar, and what is it that you want to do that is different? Next is, how is pricing structured in your line of work? What is the going rate for the service you provide? You need to know, I mean, it's important to know what other people in the industry are charging and whether you're going to charge more or less and why. If you're going to charge less, can you afford to charge less? What does it take to produce the product? You need, a lot of times, you know, we have something we want to do and, you know, we don't actually take the time to structure and find out what is the cost involved in producing this product. So it's important that you be able to do that because this is going to have an effect on your price structure. Price structure is very, very important in terms of planning and looking at how to make this whole marketing piece go. Because this is going to be, you know, how you reach your customers, what information you need to put together so that you can see how you're going to do against your competitors, because this is what banks and other people are going to look at when it comes time to deal with whether or not they're going to loan you any money. Next is logistics. Well, we already said that, you know, the business is going to be located, because we're doing the home-based business, it's going to be located in your house. You need to figure out how much space in your house are you going to need to use. You know, basically, again, I have, like, in my house, I have a room that I use as an office. I have my computer and things set up and all of the necessary tools, my fax machine, all the necessary tools that I need, file cabinet, desk, chair. So you need to figure out what type of equipment that you're going to need for the particular business and what space you're going to need to use in your house to make sure that works. One of the other things, not necessarily write this in your business plan, but one of the other things that's important logistic-wise is with your family, to make sure that your family's on board with you doing a home-based business so that, you know, the children don't play in the area that you're using, you know, for business, so that you can, you know, keep that area organized. What arrangements have been made with other businesses in order to provide the products and services offered by your business? Let me know what arrangements, you know, if you, logistic-wise, if you have stuff that you need to inventory, are you going to be using UPS, FedEx? How are you going to get those products to you? If you have stuff that you have to send out, I have a program I'm doing next Saturday, showing a movie at a library, and people might decide they want to order a DVD copy of the movie. So I have to have order forms together and get, you know, process them through credit card and get that to my vendor and then get the product to them, you know, in a speedy and timely manner. So you need to know how do you plan on delivering, logistic-wise, how you plan on delivering your services. And next is another very important category in terms of your business plan. And that's the financials. One, how much money do you need to start this business from day one? You need to know how much money to start this business. That's why a lot of times, you know, again, in terms of some of the, you know, home-based businesses that are easy to get started into, in terms of network marketing, most of the times in network marketing, you just have an entry fee and some type of usually monthly maintenance business that I'm involved in. YTB, your travel biz, you know, you pay a one-time fee of a little under $500, and you have a $49 maintenance fee. Thing is taken care of for your back office, your website, and you can keep track of your customers and other things. But you need to know how much it's going to cost and how much money do you need monthly to operate the business. You know, that's a very important question that you need to ask yourself. How much money do you need monthly to live on, regardless of what the business brings in? Will this come from your savings, partner or spouse income, a part-time job, or other source? You need to also, in terms of your financials, again, you want to be able to know how much money you need to start the business, how much money do you need to monthly to operate the business, how much money you need to live off of, and where will this money come from? Because a lot of times people start a business off, they start off with investment capital, they look for venture capitalists to invest in their business. Most people I know that start home-based businesses, they usually start by working a regular job and taking money from that regular job and investing it into their, which really started off as a hobby, into their business. To give you an example, when I first met my wife, she had a hobby. Her hobby was working with children, teaching them dance. Being entrepreneur type person that I was and am, I helped to turn that hobby into a business. We eventually created a funded hobby, a nonprofit business called Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company. But it was a hobby. She worked with Social Security Administration and, you know, worked on her hobby when she got off. Eventually, we were able to turn that hobby into a full time business, and she was able to leave the job and basically manage and run her business. They'll do that today along with our travel business. So let's say most people, they start off, you know, usually working a job and taking money from that to put into the business. But say if, you know, you have one of those good business ideas and you're trying to launch, and you have to go, you go to the Small Business Administration, and, you know, you want to borrow, say, $250,000 to get your business off the ground and up and running, and you need to break down how that money is going to be used. How much money can you even expect to make from the business initially? So again, from your marketing section, you take the going rates from the marketing section of your business plan and expand them here. What variables exist in pricing? What is the maximum income you can generate? You want to build again by knowing your competitors and looking at the market and the marketplace to know how much money do you anticipate, if things go as you plan, that you will be able to bring in from your business. And you need to be able to reasonably expect, and what you want to be able to do is, what can you reasonably expect to earn from the business during the first year, the second year, the third year, the fourth year, the fifth year, most places when you go to apply for some type of loan or assistance, they want to see usually a 3 to 5 year business plan. I'm just letting you know this, so in case you got one of my bids and you want to know why people didn't fund you, you need to be able to put together a 3 to 5 year business plan. And the thing is this, once you put this plan together, as I said earlier, you know, it can change at times. That's not a problem. But you got to put it together. And then there's something about, there's a spiritual thing, there's something about writing it down and putting it together that begins to make some things happen for you. Again, as you know, I'm a big fan of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And, you know, he talks about visualization, being able to see what it is that you want to bring into existence, and then by being able to see it, you can help make it manifest. And that's so important, because we need to understand something about life and about what we see in the universe. Everything we see was built three times. I repeat that. Everything we see was built three times. Three times. First, it was built in somebody's mind. They visualized it, they saw it in their mind. Then they put it on paper. Just like a building. A person sees a building, they visualize it in their mind, and they draw up a blueprint, they put it on paper. Then after that, then they bring it into material reality. It's the same with your business and the business idea that you have. You visualize it, you see it in your mind. mind. And after you see it in your mind, you got to put it on paper. You put it on paper, and you put it on paper, and that begins to give you the understanding and the steps that you need to take to make that plan become a reality, and then start to bring it in to the universe, to the physical, actual manifestation of it. But if you don't put it on paper, you're skipping a step. And when you don't put it on paper, what happens, you can end up bouncing around a lot because you try this and you try that, and you try this and you try that. You need to have it written out on paper. So that's why this business plan is important. And again, you know, so you have your executive summary, you have your business description, you have your marketing plan, the logistics of how your business is going to operate and work, your financial statement, and within the financial statement can also be projected balance sheets. And all of this information, basically, you can go to the library and you can find a lot of books on business plan. One book I suggest is called Start Your Own Home Business in No Time, Fast, Simple, and Easy by Carl and Curl. And the title again, the book is called Start Your Own Home-Based Business in No Time, Fast, Simple, and Easy by Curl and Curl. Again, you send me an email, in the title of the book, and I'll make sure I post it on my blog here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, after you got your financial stuff together, then the next aspect of your business plan is, you know, called assumptions, expansions, and exits. What assumptions have you made in order for your financial projections to work? What happens if those assumptions are incorrect? So, again, you know, we're assuming that if I do A, B, C, then, you know, such and such will work a certain way. And I give you an example, again, with both the businesses that I have. One, my nonprofit business, when I do summer camps, I know that if I'm going to get $100 a week per child, then I know if I have 30 children that are enrolled at $100 a week, that gives me $3,000 a week cash flow. And so that make up a budget for my camp based on that particular cash flow. And so, important that you plan properly. The other side is that when you take and figure out whatever it is that you want to be able to do, you have made some assumptions. You got to plan those assumptions out, and if they change, then you got to figure out how you make the adjustment for those assumptions. Now, we want to wrap up this portion of the show, and I will cover some more on business plans again next week. But I want to just do a quick review. I have a special guest that's going to bring on in a that's going to share with us about a business that I'm involved with and why they got involved. Again, your business plan. First thing is your cover page. And I'll tell you on your cover page, that's how people know how to get in contact with you. That's where your logo goes. Next is your table of contents. Then your executive summary, short overview of your business. Then after that is your business description, a detailed explanation of what the business is, how it works, and how you plan on for it. Then next is your marketing plan. Marketing also deals with one of the other things that I failed to mention. Marketing, you also want to deal with your operation and your management plan. Then your logistics, which also ties into your operational management plan. Then your financials. And last, your assumptions, expansions. And cover some more of that next week. Got a half hour left on the show, and I want to bring on my guest. Hello, Monty, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. And we have a special guest today, Mr. Monticello Mitchell, who is a business associate of mine who is involved in YTB, which is Travel Biz. And Mr. Mitchell, would you share with us why you got involved with YTB?
Well, I've been involved in network marketing for a number of years, and I just love the concept of network marketing. The freedom, the income potential, all of those things, and then when you combine that with travel, it's unbelievable.
Okay, and so when you say combine that with travel, give me a little bit more insight when you say combine with travel, and what do you mean by combine with travel? What type of revenue streams does this company allow you to be able to tap into?
Well, when I say combine with travel, what I'm talking about is taking a network marketing concept and putting it in the travel industry. And one of the things about travel is that everybody loves to talk about travel. Everybody loves to travel. As a matter of fact, everybody takes a vacation. I know. Everybody I know takes at least one vacation a year. So, you know, I get an opportunity to sit down and talk with them about their vacations, where do they want to go, what type things do they want to do. And so being in the travel industry, I have a travel website that I direct them to, and then they can go on this site from the comfort of their own home. They can go on this site and plan their vacations. And by them doing that, I directed them to my site. They book their travel on my site, hotel, flights, rental car, those type things. They book those on my site. And by them doing that, it creates an income stream for me because my website is my business. It is my home-based business. And the company gives you an opportunity to help as many people as you want to, you know, with their travel thing. So put it quite simply, you can make as much money as you want to. Go ahead.
When people book those things you're talking about on your website, how's that commission work for you? What's the commission structure?
Well, the actual commission structure is when they book on the site, it's 60% of the commissionable booking, so 60%.
Somebody books a hotel room. And whatever the commissionable booking is, then you get 60% of that.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Right. And I also understand, you know, that our company offers people the opportunity to purchase cars online. How does that work?
Well, there's a tab on the site where you can go and actually buy a car or a new or used car. And I believe from that purchase, the associate, like myself, would earn about $300.
That is awesome. Now, you know, we understand that part. Now, you know, share with us the network marketing side. We understand that the product distribution and that the network marketing side and how one makes money through helping this company open more travel stores.
I believe that's one of the most exciting parts about the business because now you have a chance to actually build yourself a distribution system, whereas, okay, I have a travel site and I have the ability to sell travel sites. That would be like owning a McDonald's and being able to franchise those stores, in essence. So as I sell travel sites, I earn residuals from each one of those travel sites that I sell. So that means if the travel sites that I sell, if they're out there working, booking, those type things, I earn a commission that way. But also I get paid to sell those travel sites. So they're like two more streams of income coming from that, from the sale of travel and from the sale of selling websites.
So, and then I also understand that we have a structure that gives leadership bonus. One of the things that excited me about, you know, when I shared this business opportunity with you was this whole leadership bonus thing, because on jobs I've never seen the type bonus the company offers. Take a moment to share that with us.
Well, once you come into the business and you start actually selling travel sites, after you sell so many travel sites, you'll start earning these different bonuses. And the one that's so exciting is after you sell 6 travel sites, then you're in something what's called the power team. And now for every 6 travel sites that you sell, not only will you get paid for the sale of those sites, but you'll also earn an additional $1,000 bonus. And as you move on, the bonuses get even greater. I mean, you'll get to a point where, you know, you'll get a $10,000 bonus, a $50,000 bonus, and so on. So it's really exciting to actually build yourself a business, because in addition to the money that you're earning from the sale of those websites, you're also earning these tremendous bonuses.
All right. And you take answer one last piece for us, because I just finished going over earlier about business plans. What is your marketing plan, if you share with us briefly, in terms of how you market this business?
Okay. One of the things that any business has to do is it has to get exposure. So my wife and I, one of the biggest things for us is to maximize our exposure, the exposure of our business. And we do that several ways. One way is, as you all know, on the internet, you're worldwide. So there are so many marketing opportunities, first of all, that you could take advantage of that on the internet. And then once you put those in place, they happen automatically. And then the other things are just we've got advertisement in the local paper, and, you know, we're out and about, and we're sharing our business with just people when we're out and about. You know, we may be at the grocery store or something like that, start talking to somebody about travel, which they get excited about, which excites us, and we just offer them a business card and let them take it from there. It's never any high-pressure stuff. I mean, people just love talking about travel, so talk about travel. Share your message, and those are the kind of things that we do.
All right. Hold on. I have another caller that called in. Bring them on this discussion, and they want to share. Caller, you on the air. This is Baba Jahi. Who am I speaking
to?
Where are you speaking from?
Baba Jahi?
Yes.
How you doing? This is Marcia Dickerson and Benedict Carr of Worldwide WealthNet.
All right.
We're calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. You have a question or comment?
Well, we're tuning into your program for the first time, and we're learning a whole lot about marketing, creating plans, and so forth. We've listened to a couple of your archive shows, and just wanted to make sure we tapped in and listened to your program this morning and hope to get some cues.
All right. Thank you for
calling.
And
one of our biggest concerns,
what do you have a home-based business?
Yes, I do. I am a network marketer.
Take a moment and share with us your home-based business.
Okay. I, too, am a network marketer, and I have a company that I established called Worldwide WealthNet. And Worldwide WealthNet, we are distributors of 5Links products and services. And 5Links is a Fortune 500 company out of Rochester, New York. And some of the products, one of the flagship products, is a video phone and a digitized phone service, or in the industry we probably refer to more as VoIP, Voice over Internet Protocol. We also have a number of cellular products, home security systems, and my business partner is here with me as well, and she can check in at any time, too. We also have a medical savings card, and we have broadband internet connectivity service that we can also, you know, get folks to sign up for.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to, you know, have a home-based business?
Well, my whole goal is because I'm seeking to be financially free. It's just important to have your own establishment, as far as I'm concerned, to nurture it. And hopefully the goal is to, as I've heard you had a couple of your programs, to be the enlightened millionaire. Well, I can already tell you I'm enlightened. I just need the millionaire.
Yeah, well, the book to read is The 1 Minute Millionaire by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen. The 1 Minute Millionaire, you need to read that book. That book, I mean, it just, you know, it just puts it out there, and it goes through, you know, they share information about what enlightened millionaires are doing, because there are some people that are enlightened millionaires. One of the things that we're working to develop is we call a enlightened millionaire circle. But one of the key things that they talk about, and one of the things that I share with people all the time, is that they say that one of the most important things in order to keep the gates of wealth flowing for you is that you have to plan who you're going to give 10% of whatever you make to. And it was whatever local charity or they said, and what happens is a spiritual principle in that. You give, you receive, you receive, you give. And so they talk about, it was like one of the stories they shared was this lady that had this yacht in San Diego. And people said, well, I hardly ever see you on the yacht. She said, oh, that yacht, that's my yacht for charity. That's for inner city children. And they get to go on the yacht and go in the harbor and go on rides to help, you know, expand their horizon. And everybody said, that's my tax write-off and that's my donation to charity. So I say that again to say is that they talk about, you know, as you make a, you become a, this millionaire, this enlightened millionaire, is that that's what they mean that. And then they also, they change some terms around. They said, as opposed to calling yourself the chief executive officer, call yourself the chief enlightened officer.
Okay.
And they said that way, spiritually, you're moving inclined to, you know, some of the things that Napoleon Hill talks about in terms of Napoleon Hill in his book. He doesn't use the word God. He used the word infinite intelligence, which, you know, is synonymous in certain senses. But, you know, the spiritually then certain things begin to happen for you because you approach things a little bit different.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to share? Like give out your contact information.
Yes, I would. My email, my website address is www.worldwidewealthnet.biz.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, please visit our website. We not only offer the opportunity for people to save money on those various products that I spoke about, but we, too, offer people an opportunity to make money. And that making money piece is to become an independent marketing representative. And, you know, so stop by our website, and we can go from there.
Okay. Mr. Mitchell, you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay. We'd like to give out your contact information.
Yes. Actually, our website is www.dawnstravelsite.com. That's D-A-W-N-S, travel. SITE.com, DawnsTravelSite.com.
Okay. One of the other things that's coming up and working to get some more tickets for it is Mr. Myron Golden, who wrote a book From Trash Man to Cash Man, is having his six-figure income schools that he's doing across the country, and it costs $1,295 to attend. School. Me and Mr. Mitchell will be attending in March in Washington, D.C., and because I'll be attending, I'm supposed to be getting some extra tickets. So, Ms. Dickerson, would you be interested in receiving a free ticket to attend Myron Golden's six-figure income school?
Absolutely.
Okay, I have your contact information, and I will make sure I'll be able to get one of those to you. And, again, it's a $1,300 offer. He has an income school that he does around country, and email you and send you the information. You can find out when's going to be in your area and you to get a ticket to go.
Okay, great. Sounds good. I'll be looking forward to that.
Okay, and thank you for your call.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, you have any closing comments you'd like to share, Mr. Mitchell?
Yes, I would like to encourage everybody. You've got to do something. I mean, I know working your job may be fine, but a lot of people are coming up short, and then some people are making it, but what about your future? So one of the things I like to just put out there is I've heard from one of my mentors is you've got to do more to get more. So
right.
If you want something more, if you want an actual future, you've got to do more than you're doing. So I want to encourage everybody to check out some company in network marketing because it could put you where you want to be. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. And thank you for calling in. Be talking to you again real soon.
All right. Appreciate it. Bye.
All right. We had two callers that called in. Anyone else out there listening like to call in and share some of their own personal testimony? The call-in number is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. Give me a call. Share some comments or concerns, some things that you've been able to do with your home-based business. Or if you have some questions about home-based business. And again, one of the books that you know I refer to a lot and try to keep people to focus in on and pick up is called The 1 Minute Millionaire by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen. Mark Victor Hansen, Robert Allen. And share in the last few minutes, I'm going to share some more information from their book called The 1 Minute Millionaire. And things that I went over before one of the other shows and share with is the whole thing about wealth is freedom. Wealth is freedom. Life is a seminar. You were enrolled at birth. You can't get out of it even by dying. So you need to enjoy it. You know, we need to be able to enjoy our life. One of the reasons, instead of going opening a home-based business, as I told you, I'm also a big advocate of homeschooling, is one of the things about having a home-based business, do it right, it gives you more quality home time, more quality time with your family, quality time, the things that you want to be able to do in life. You know, life is short. You're only here for a flicker. But you know it. You know, I mean, I'm be 56 this year. I still remember what it was like when I was 17 and running around on a tennis court. I still play tennis, but I mean, I wish I could move as fast as I used to when I was, you know, younger. I really should have went and played professional tennis, but when I was younger, I didn't realize that I had a gift and that I was really, you know, that well. A player, you only thought about, you know, the top players. And even at number 500 in the world, I still would have made over $100,000 a year, more than I ever got on any job. But I didn't understand the industry, again, in terms of business. For the business for yourself, you want to make sure you understand the industry. But this whole thing of wealth is freedom. And the reason we need money freedom is you want to have enough money so that all of your future days are prepaid. You will work because you want to work, not because you have to work. Most of us are working because we have to work, not because we want to work. It's just like I do in my business. I work when I feel like working. I work when I want to work. I still got to get stuff done, man. That doesn't mean, you know, you don't do things in a timely manner. It just means that you control the schedule. If I want to take time and spend time and do something with my grandson, I have the freedom to be able to do that because I control time. But when you have money freedom, what it does, it gives you time freedom. Time freedom. Time freedom doesn't mean that you don't work. It means that your work is your play. I enjoy what I do. Seminars. Right now I'm planning one where I live at in Rocky Mount. Youth Expo. It'll be a lot of fun helping work with young people, exposing them to the world. Other type opportunities, it's very important that your work becomes your play. Time freedom. Money freedom allows you to have time freedom. Next, as I said earlier, you know, it allows you to have relationship freedom. With time and money freedom, you can pursue relationship freedom. You and your loved ones will have one of life's most precious gifts, love and time to explore it. You want to have relationship freedom. Only here for a flicker. You don't know how long you're going to be here. I used to sell life insurance. Tell people, if we all knew the day we was going to die, you buy your policy the night before. But we don't know. We know our date of birth, but we don't know our date of transition, the date that we check out and roll out of here. So it's important that we understand how to get the most out of our relationships. With that also, it allows you spiritual freedom. You can discover who you are in God and who God is in you. And this is so important because we're living in a time right now where people don't want to value spiritual principles, don't want to be in it, things you're doing just for the money. As I said, one of the things about the whole concept of becoming the enlightened millionaire is that as the enlightened millionaire, you will give away 10% of what you make to your favorite charity. That's important. So you're not just one of them snotty rich people got your money and hoard it. You know, it sort of like goes back to the principle in the Bible about the person that was talents. And one went out and doubled the talents. One went and took and buried the talent in the ground. You want to be able to spiritually be able to be a benefit to the rest of humankind. And if we had more enlightened millionaires, more people that are moving on a spiritual way of dealing with business, just think what the world would be like. Also, physical freedom. And physical freedom basically means, you know, health, being able to you know, eat more nutritionally, be able to take care of yourself better. With health insurance, is not a budget option. For most of us, you know, the reason you hold on to these jobs and not able to go pursue all of your dreams is because you need that health insurance at your job offers. Well, when you have money freedom, you'll be able to get the best doctors in the world. You can be able to have the best health care in the world because, unfortunately, we don't live in a country that has socialized health plans. One of the things that I think is very important and hoping that, you know, that you get these politicians to address it as they move forward as America, you know, to become a better country is that we need to be able to take care people that live here. It's you know, it's a crime that, you know, you go somewhere and they ask you, do you have insurance? Or they want to help you in a hospital. I knew a friend who did not have any insurance and was put out of a hospital. Subsequently, about 3 months later, you know, he died. But he didn't have enough insurance to stay in the hospital. They put him out. So, you know, this thing of enlightened millionaire, you know, it also allows you to have physical freedom in terms of your health. And all of these lead to what's called ultimate freedom, the ability to pursue your genius. See, most of us are not pursuing the genius in us, or as I say, you pick the word genius and break it down, the genie in us. All of us have a genie in us, a genie, that if we operate right, it's and give it our wish, you know, it will fulfill that command. But we're usually spiritually out of tune with ourselves and the universe because we're out, in most cases, not all cases, most of us are working jobs that we can't stand, around people you don't really want to be around. I used to hate being at work and having to laugh to the corny jokes that people would tell, you know, at the coffee, where we get the coffee and stuff from, drinking 2 and 3 cups of coffee to stay awake, caffeine myself to death. I mean, well, I could give you horror stories of work. Now, everyone's workplace is not horrible, but, you know, you want to be able to ultimately be able to control your workplace and station in life. And that's why, you know, you consider having a home-based business to do that. And it's so important. Again, in the 1 Minute Millionaire, they talk about wealth is freedom. It's you accomplish money freedom, to allow you to be able to have some other freedoms that, you know, we are inhibited to acquire just through working workplace. And workplace, remember, you have to trade time for money, and there's never, you can only get however much they're going to pay you an hour, no matter how many hours you make. It's linear income. And so that income is limited. That income is limited. Once again, as we close out today's show and do it again next week, is we gave away a ticket to Myron Golden's six-figure income school earlier here on the broadcast. For those of you that tuned in late, Myron Golden is the person that wrote From Trash Man to Cash Man, and he has a six-figure income school. Tickets to that cost $1,295. It's a $1,300 offer. Next week, I will be giving away at least one more ticket, and I think I'll have one more to give away during the month of someone that's interested in to go, but you'll need to call in. As the caller called in today and shared us with us their business and to qualify to receive that offer. And you want to, as you develop your home-based business, you want to be able to plug in to seminars, schools, and information that people have that can help you get outside of the box of the 9-to-5 world thinking. That's one of the reasons that I will be attending myself, Myron Golden's Six-Figure Income School, and learn from millionaires. When you read 1 Minute Millionaire, be learning from millionaires. You need to go to their site, the 1 Minute Millionaire, 1MinuteMillionaire.com, 1MinuteMillionaire.com. Go to that site. They have a test I advise everybody to take, and that test helps you with understanding your approach to how you do things so that you can figure out what tools to use from their book to help you apply the principles that are in their book. That's 1MinuteMillionaire.com. Go to that website, pull it up, and running out of time, and I will my theme song back up as a closeout. I thank all of those listening. If you have a concern, question, or comment, you can email it to me and just go to my website, www.jahitravelsite.com, which is right there on the page. Close out with my theme song. It's my time. Remember, it is your time, my time. Take advantage of your time and get the most out of your time. Peace and blessings. Talk to you next Sunday.
Radio.